نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar, Sirius FM, Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight before we sleep, each one of us, my brothers, my sisters, let us read 2 rakat salatu shukr. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has granted us this opportunity during this Mubarak month of Muharram, which is Arba'atun Hurum, from the 4 sacred months, Zulqa'dah, Zulhijjah, Muharram and Rajab. So the month is sacred. It is Laylatul Jumu'ah. The night is sacred. The place is sacred. We are here, Mount Vernon, mashallah. I think first time in my life I'm coming to this part here. Yeah? It won't be the last time, Maulana, inshallah. I see, mashallah, the day also is ready. A hungry man is an angry man, you know. So, inshallah, we will finish up in due course, inshallah. Our topic for tonight, inshallah, is who must we love? And our topic is the loving of Almighty Allah, Jalla Wala, Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahlul Bayt. So, who are the Ahlul Bayt? See what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala mentions in the Noble Quran 25 Anbiya messengers alayhi salatu salam. And they would say, قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِنْ أَجْرِيَ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ. Every Nabi would say, O people, I do not ask you for any recompense and wages and salary. My reward will come from Almighty Allah. But when it came to Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did the Master alayhi salam address me and you and say? Qul, say, O Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, La as'alukum alayhi ajra illa al-mawaddata fil qurba. That I ask you for no reward and no wages, no recompense. O Ummah, you must love my kith and my kin. You must love my family. And that is an integral part of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's family, an integral part of our iman as well. So tonight's topic, we're discussing the Ahlul Bayt and how Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam loved the family, how we have to love the family. When it comes to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, what does Almighty Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. جو پکے سچے مسلمان ہیں, those who are devoted, dedicated, they intensely in love with Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. You see, this year we could not go for Hajj. Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. But when you go for Hajj, my dear brother, then we have our kafan, our towels. Labbaik Allahumma labbaik. I'm prepared, Ya Allah, whatever you say. You say walk, we will walk. You say run, we will run. You say sleep on the land and sand in Muzdalifah. That also for your love we are prepared to do, Ya Allah. Then to love Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So much, so much. Any creation we love, our wife, our parents, our children, is limited. To love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, to love Habibuna Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the love is unlimited. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, La yu'minu ahadukum, none of you can have complete iman, حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولده والناس أجمعين. That until you love me, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, more than you love your parents, more than you love your children, more than you love the entire humankind, you must love me more than everyone else. Imagine. So that is integral part of our faith. Now let us take you to the family of the Master Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 25 years old. And Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was 40 years old. This marriage produced 6 children, 4 daughters and 2 sons. Qasim radiallahu anhu passed away when he was very young. And remember Abdullah, who was known as Tayyib Tahiri, passed away also. Today, my brothers, when you go to Makkah Mukarrama and you go to the grave of our mother Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha, then next to the grave of Sayyida Khadija, Umm al-Mu'mineen, Qasim radiallahu anhu is buried there next to his mother. And then you find the daughters, then you will find Sayyida Zainab, Sayyida Ruqayya, Sayyida Umm Kulthum, and the lardly, the most beloved, the most precious, Sayyida Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha. She grows up, and remember, then the nikah takes place in the second year of the Hijrah during Ramadan. Second year of Hijrah, after Hijrah, during Ramadan. Son-in-law is Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu arda. In the third year of the Hijrah, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is born. Remember, Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu are not twins, they are brothers. And remember, in the fourth year, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu's Mubarak birth takes place. And when Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's demise took place, they were 8 years old and 7 years old respectively. Now we need to understand all these facts. I want to share with you, honorable listeners, the incidents that are mentioned in authentic ahadith, how Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved his beloved Nawasa and his beloved grandsons, Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu an, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu an. One day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam rendering a khutbah from the mimbar, from the pulpit. And the two brothers, the beloved Sibtay Rasulullah, in Arabic we say, the beloved grandsons were walking. And wa alayhima ahmaran yamshiyan. They had like red color clothing with some stripes and what have you. And they fell and they tripped. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seeing all this, he was, he is, he will always be the most beloved to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, stops the khutbah, picks up his grandsons and kisses them, obviously. Swadaq Allah, Allah spoke the truth. I am Rahmatul Lil Alameen. I am the mercy to the entire universe. But even I could not bear it to see my beloved grandchildren falling down. And Allah says, Innama amwalukum wa awladukum fitna. Your wealth, your assets, remember, and your children, all are but a trial and a test for you. So these are my children, my grandchildren, and I have so much love for them. How much love, brothers? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam takes Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu, one in one hand, one in the other, embraces them, kisses them, and says, this is the dua. Learn, brothers of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allahumma inni uhibbuhuma. Oh, beloved Allah, I love them. فَأَحِبَّهُمَا. You also love them, Ya Allah. وَأَحِبَّ مَن يُحِبُّهُمَا. And love the person who loves them. So for us, is an integral part of our iman, my brothers. Remember that. To love Hassanain. Now we use the word Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. You can say Imam Hassan, Imam Hussein. Totally permissible. But why I use the word Sayyidina Hassan? Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when describing their manaqib and virtues and fadail, said, hadith in Tirmidhi, Al Hasan wal Hussein, Sayyida Shababi Ahlil Jannah, they are the two leaders of the youth in Jannah. Which word was used, brothers? Sayyid. See? So Sayyid. Habib Bukhari Sharif's hadith. One day, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam addressing the beloved Sahaba, And then what did Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say? Looking at the beloved companions, and Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu sitting here on the mimbar. The Master alayhi salam says, Inna bani hadha sayyidun. This grandson of man is a sayyid, is a leader. La allallaha ayyusliha bihi baina fiyataini azimatain min al-muslimin. Allah Jalla Wala will use him to bring about reconciliation between two big groups of this ummah. Go study our Islamic calendar and you will know that the year 41, remember, became Amul Jama'ah, the year of unity, the year of reconciliation. After the demise and martyrdom of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an, which happened during Ramadan, in the 40th year of the Hijrah, then Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu was the Khalifa. And then he resigned and he handed over power to Amir Muawiyah radiallahu an, and Amir Muawiyah becomes ruler from the year 41 to 60. So it shows that that prophecy of Nabi alayhi salatu salam became a reality, that now two big groups of the Muslims under one ruler, one Khalifa. And what was the word used? Inna ibni hadha sayyidun. The people of Iraq, Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu is the reporter and the Rawi. He says, the people of Iraq came to me. Do we know who's Abdullah ibn Umar? Abdullah ibn Umar is the son of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu. A'ataqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra wa hajja sittina marra. He performed 60 hajj, he performed 1,000 umrahs, he liberated, emancipated 1,000 slaves. He, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, is there in Makkah Mukarramah. The people of Iraq came and they came and asked him a question. You know how you want the fatwa like that. So they asked him that this person here, a qatala zubab, he killed the fly, you see, in ihram. So what is the dam? You know what South Africans, they like to ask when they hajj time, what is the dam? So I always tell them, you're making so many dam, your hajj will become dama dam kalandar also. You understand? So you must remember, dam means blood, you know. How many? No, I say, no problem, I'll slaughter, it's all right. So you see, pesa kakele, you see, pesa, you know. Anyway, that's not a topic. So now, my brothers, you must remember this. Abdullah ibn Umar, sabak sikhne ki. He said, today the people of Iraq have come and they're asking me, what is the dam and the penalty that for killing a fly? But they are the people who martyred Sibtu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They martyred the grandson of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And I remember very well Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam would take the grandson Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, kiss them and say, Huma rayhanayya, they are my fragrance. I love them so much, they bring so much joy to me. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu is running, young person. And Nana Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes this way, that way. And then the grandson runs the opposite direction. How a Nana, and this is the most beloved to Almighty Allah, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So how he was playing also with his beloved grandson. One day, you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was carrying the children. And then Sayyidina Abu Bakr said, Ni'mar Raqib, that what a nice personality you get, the best of the best to carry you. Then it was said, Wa Ni'mal Markab, and what a great personality is on my back also. So the Raqib, the one who was carrying, was Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the one there was riding, meaning if you want to use the term, on the Mubarak back of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein. Salat time, the same thing used to happen. So we find so many incidents of this nature. So nobody can take this away, my brothers. Remember that. However, when we speak of the Ahlul Bayt, now listen to this hadith. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, Allimu awladakum thalatha khisal. Hadith in Tabarani. Teach your children three qualities. Hubba nabiyikum, to love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. How will we love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Remember every sunnah of the Master alayhi salam, we try and practice. We are weak, we are sinners, we all know that. فَاتَّبِعُونِي follow me. حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهِ. You become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. And Almighty Allah جَلَّ وَلَا will forgive your sins also. So remember that to love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, every day learn a new sunnah, every day practice a new sunnah tonight. If I ask you, my youngsters, I'm addressing you, my beloved youth, did you study the life of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu anhu's Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place in the third year of the Hijrah. Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala and whose honorable birth took place in the fourth year of the Hijrah. And at the time of the demise of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu by hearted memorized from beloved Nana Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, grandfather, 8 ahadith. And Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrated and reported 11 ahadith. If you want the list of it, go open Musnad Ahmad Hadith Kitab, you will find it there. And which are the ahadith? I'll just mention one of both. Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala al hadith you will find in Tirmidhi Sharif. And what did he say? He saw some dates and he picked it up, he wanted to insert it in his mouth. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, my beloved Nawasa, da'a ma yuribuka ila ma la yuribuka. Leave that which puts you and places you into doubt and opt for that in which there is no doubt. Amen. So if we want to speak of Sayyidina Hassan, Sayyidina Hussein, then learn the ahadith they reported as well. They taught us and they taught the ummah these ahadith at that young, tender age. They never forgot to learn the words of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We come to Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu warda. 8 ahadith he reported, memorized from beloved Nana alayhi salatu wasalam. And for our occasion tonight, what did he say? He says, I heard Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, Al-Bakhilu alladhi dhukirtu indahu. That person is bakhil, he's a miser and a stingy person. He heard my name, my name Nami, my Mubarak blessed name, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's name, walam yusalli alay, and he did not read salawat durood sharif upon me. Amen. The hadith in Musnad Ahmad. So brothers, whenever we hear the Mubarak blessed name of Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then at least say sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in that way there, we are practicing on the hadith which Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu taught us as well. Now you, my brothers, let us go back to the hadith I was telling you. Teach your children 3 aspects and 3 qualities. Hubba nabiyyikum wa hubba ahli baytihi, and the love for the family of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third one, I'll come back to the second one. Wa hubba tilawatil Qur'an, and the love for reading the Quran Sharif. You heard now, mashallah, Hafiz Safwan read. You heard the youngster Isa read. You heard Qari Sahib reading, mashallah. Allah Jalla wa Ala reward them all for wonderful rendition. But my brothers, how much are we reading? So tonight we have to read Surah Kahf. Tonight we have to read abundant Durood Sharif Salawat. The best gift for the best of Allah's creation on the best day and the best night of the week. So keep the tongue moist. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam commanded us, Aksiru min as-salati alayya yawm al-jumu'ah. Read abundant durood sharif upon me, salawat upon me on a Friday. Open Ibn Majah, his authentic hadith you will find. You heard the word durood sharif, durood sharif. Do you know what the meaning of durood sharif, brothers? You must study linguistics, you must study philology, then we'll come to know all this. If you go to Iran, then you will find that the mother tongue there is Farsi, Persian. So durood is a Persian word. So when they have a bumper crop, they have a big harvest, and now they're going to sell it to the merchants and so forth, in minimum time, they will reap maximum reward. So that is the real meaning of durood. So when we read Durood Sharif, we read one time, Subhanallah, we receive maximum reward. Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, Quran Sharif, 114 chapters, 6,236 verses. And what do we find? Only one place. Allah commands us, you do this. And Allah Himself is doing something similar. Chapter 33, verse 56. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wala and His angels sending salawat, salutations upon Nabiul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the special type of mercy. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, e iman walo, sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima, read salawat and salam upon Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Read one time at least, brothers. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadu wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammadu wa ashabi wa barik wa sallim. See again. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Do you see? Ahal, family. Al, also family, but the meaning expands a little bit. When you go to Madinah Munawwara, then you find Imam Malik Rahimahullah was there. Imam Malik Rahimahullah was Imam Daril Hijra. Imam Malik Rahimahullah lived at the time when the Abnaul Muhajirin and Abnaul Ansar were there. The Muhajirin's children and the Ansar's children, the migrants and the helpers, their children, grandchildren. So the Abnaul Muhajirin came and they said, O Malik, you are the biggest imam here now in Madinah Munawwara. And the Ansar said, you are the biggest imam, their children said. We have come here to ask you a verdict. So what is the verdict? Imam Malik asked them. They asked him, Man alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who is the al? One is Ahl, the direct family, descendants of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One is the Al. Who is the Al of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? You needed to be a genius like Imam Malik rahimahullah. He said, see, let us read Quran Sharif, Surah 40 and verse 46. Almighty Allah speaks about the Pharaoh, Fir'aun. وَيَوْمَ تَقُومُ السَّاءَةِ أدخلوا آل فرعون أشد العذاب. That when it is the day of justice, the day of Qiyamah, Allah Jalla Wala will tell Pharaoh, the Fir'aun, who died, disgraced, humiliated on Ashura. And remember, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam was saved, rescued also on Ashura. And his people, you know the incident mentioned, Mishkat Sharif, various compilations. So Allah will tell, inform the Fir'aun, adakhilu ala fir'auna ashad al-adab. So Imam Malik asked them, who is ala fir'aun? So they kept quiet. He said, banit taba'a fir'aun. Whosoever follows the Pharaoh, so he also will go with the Pharaoh to Jahannam. So turn the meaning the other way around. So who will be alun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Banit taba'a Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So he said that you, Abnaul Ansar, you, Abnaul Muhajirin, if each one of us, at all times, we follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then we all become Alun Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. See the genius, Imam Malik rahimahullah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Ali Muhammad. So subhanallah, the more we imitate, and if you study now, one word leads to another. Remember tabi'. Tabi is the calf. It follows its mother everywhere. So the calf following the mother. So me and you have to follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Another aspect you must know. Surah 33, verse number 6. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala calls the honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam wa azwajuhu ummahatuhum. And the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam are the mothers of this ummah. So when we speak of Ahlul Bayt, remember it is Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's children, grandchildren, and it includes the honorable wives of Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Nisa al-Nabi, lastunna ka ahadim minan Nisa. O you, the honorable wives of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, you're not like any other women. You are the best of the best. In your house, wahi used to come down. Imagine. Who's got that distinction, I'm asking you? In the house of Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, wahi is coming. In the house of Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, remember, wahi is coming down. Almighty Allah sent Jibreel alayhi salam. O Jibreel, go and tell Sayyidah Khadija, Inna Allah yukri'uki salam. Go and tell Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, Inna Allah yukri'uki salam. O Siddiqa bintu Siddiq, remember that Allah is sending you specially salam. O Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha. So ahl, you know you also speak Urdu, I speak Urdu. We say, aapki ahliya kaisi hai? How is your ahliya? The ahliya kon? Biwi. So who's ahliya? Now if I tell you in English, then you understand, you youngsters, because you forgot the Urdu now. So for you, the youngsters, we have to say another one. We say, no wife, no life, you know. So this type of things here. So they must remember, so ahl will mean the wives, honorable wives of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the honorable children, and the honorable, remember, grandchildren, all are included. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's one son was Ibrahim. And he was 18 months old. And he was fighting for his life, you know, 18 months old. وَعَيْنَاهُ تَجْرِفَانَ حَبِيبُنَا صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مُبَارَكْ أَنْسُ started, you know, rolling down the Mubarak beard. Abdurrahman bin Auf and Sahaba were there. And they said, Ya Rasulullah, you're crying so much, weeping so much. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is rahmah. And then the words he said, Oh my beloved Ibrahim, my beloved son, Inna bifiraqika lamahzunun ya Ibrahim. I cry not because you passed away, that is the decree of Almighty Allah. I cry because of the separation. No more can I walk with you, no more can I talk to you, and Allah has honored you, O Ibrahim, my son. Inna lahu la mustardian fil jannah. Allah jalla wa ala has granted for him a foster mother in Jannah. This is Ahlul Bayt. Understand this, my brothers. So if you go to each one of the honorable wives, Sayyidah Khadija radiallahu anha, do you know who she is? Innaha kanat wa kanat, O Siddiqa, she gave all her wealth to me when no one wanted to support me. She believed in me when no one was really prepared to believe in me. She is the mother of my children. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Innaha kanat wa kanat. She's unique and exemplary. Sayyidah Khadija al-Kubra. The mother of Sayyidah Fatima radiallahu anha. The mother of Sayyidah Zainab, Sayyidah Ruqayya, Sayyidah Umm Kulthum radiallahu anha. So never forget her contribution to Islam. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha. Did you ever, my sisters, your name is Aisha, did you read 2 rakat salat for Mother Aisha? Tonight before you sleep, go read 2 rakat salat and say, Allahumma arzuqna hubbak, Ya Allah, grant us your love, wa hubban Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the love of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa hubba ahlil bayt, and grant us the love for the ahlul bayt. Ahlul bayt is mentioned thrice in the Quran, I'll give you the verses. وَحُبَّ أَصْحَابِ النَّبِي صَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمُ And the love for all the companions of Mustafa صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ So Siddiqa Sayyidah Aisha, 2,210 ahadith she reported, direct from the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. So how can we forget all this, my brothers? The malaika, the angels came to Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That side, Sayyidah Hajra radiallahu anha already has a son, Nabi Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. This side, Sayyidah Sarah radiallahu anha, who is senior in age, she's still barren, no children. And now when the angels came, they were going that side to Lut alayhi salam, Nabi Lut alayhi salam. But en route they passed Kan'an. Kan'an and then Sodom. You know where the people were committing the crimes. So they said, Ata'jabina min amrillah. Rahmatullah wa barakatuhu alaykum ahlal bayt. Are you surprised, O Sara radiallahu anha? It is the rahmah and barakah upon you, ahlal bayt, the wife of who? Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah. Allah says, we must give you glad tidings. You will fall pregnant. You will give birth to a Nabi. He Nabi Ishaq alayhi salatu wasalam. Who is Ahlul Bayt? The honorable wife of Nabi Ibrahim Khalilullah alayhi salam. Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Ashura time you speak about. I think maybe I must give you one story quickly because it's got to do with this hadith. I'll finish up on that. Do you know the meaning of Musa? When I speak on the radio, there's people, non-Muslims, they phone. So I ask them, you know, Moses, peace be upon him. What it means, Moses? You must remember, Moses means al-waladu fit-tabut yajri al-alma. It refers to that young boy, young personality. He is in a box and he's floating on the water. Allah Jalla Wala kon hai? O esteemed listeners, who is Allah Jalla Wala? وَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِئِهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. O mother of Nabi Musa a.s., when you fear, they're coming for him, Nabi Musa a.s., you place your trust in Allah and place him in the box and put him there in the water will take him away. وَلَا تَخَافِي وَلَا تَحْزَنِي. Don't fear, don't have sadness. The water was the means to save the Masoom, Nabi Musa alayhi salam. The water was the means to destroy the Pharaoh with his might and power and army. That is Allah. So my brothers, you must remember that. So Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Allah honored him. His honorable name mentioned 136 times in the Noble Quran. See, imagine. So that is how Allah elevates. See quickly, my brothers, I got 5 minutes left because you know the programs have to continue. We believe in awliyaullah as well. There was a great buzruk, great waliullah, and you should read about them. His name, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Maybe you heard his name, maybe you never heard his name. Hazrat Bayazid Bustami rahimahullah. Sisters, don't worry, I'm still alive. I was just drinking some water. Sometimes they think this, he passed away, you know. So anyway, on the radio also, they'll say, what happened? I said, no, I'm drinking water, we're still alive, alhamdulillah. We're live on the radio, we're still alive, alhamdulillah. So Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah, saw a dream. 1, 2, 3 consecutive nights. He's going to the church. They say, this dream got some meaning, definitely. So Sunday came. You must listen attentively. Now he camouflaged himself, disguised himself. He sat right at the back. Yeah, the priest, the father, pastor came, whatever you want to call him, Padri Sab. He came and he's also keeping quiet. Maybe he also saw something. So they told him, father, pastor, the congregation, your flock is ready, speak. They say, today I cannot start the sermon. Say, what you mean you can't start the sermon? They say, in our congregation, there's a Muslim here. Who's the Muslim? Please stand up. Now his cover is blown. Maybe he saw a dream or whatever. So Hazrat Bayazid came. You Muslim? He said, yes. See how it will tie in with our topic. You must remember of Ashura and everything. So he said, see, I'm only asking you one thing. Every question I ask you, you must give answer from the Noble Quran. Not from here, not from there. To ye log, to buzruk waliullah, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. The more taqwa you have, Allah Ta'ala teaches you directly, Quran says. So he said, pin drop, you can't hear in the church. Everybody silent. Now the question answer and the answers have to be spontaneous. So listen. Quickly, we have to go through it. First question. Priest, pastor asking Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah. Who is one and not two? Qul huwallahu ahad. Allah is one, not two. What is two and not three? Wakhtilafil layli wa nahar. The alternating of the day and the night. What is three and not four? Noon wal qalami wa ma yasturun. The pen which Almighty Allah commanded that you write taqdeer and destiny of everybody. Wasiya kursiyu samawati wal ard. The kursi of Allah beyond our puny little brains. Thumma istawa ala al arsh. And the arsh and the throne of Almighty Allah. That is three. Qalam, pen. Arsh, the throne. Three, the kursi. What is four and not five? The four divine books. Quran Sharif, Torah, Zabur, Injil. What is 5 and not 6? وَأَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ طَرَفَيِ النَّهَارِ وَزُلَفًا مِنَ اللَّيْلِ أَقِمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِدُلُوكِ الشَّمْسِ إِلَى غَسَقِ اللَّيْلِ. The 5 salats that are mentioned. What is 6 and not 7? خَلَقْنَا السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ. We created the heavens and the earth and the entire universe in 6 days. وَمَا مَسَّنَا مِن لُّغُوبٍ. No exhaustion, no fatigue, no tiredness touched us. What is 7 and not 8? اللَّهُ الَّذِي خَلَقَ سَبْعَ سَمَاوَاتٍ. Allah created the 7 heavens. What is 8 and not 9? وَيَحْمِلُ أَرْشَ رَبِّكَ فَوْقَهُمْ يَوْمَئِذٍ ثَمَانِيَةٌ. On the day of Qiyamah, 8 angels will carry the Arsh of Rahman. What is 9? And not 10. وَكَانَ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ تِسْأَةُ رَهْطٍ. It was not Mount Vernon and Vellum. Vellum, mashallah, ya to dekhchara diya. And big dawat they got just now, you see. So the people went to a town and there were 9 people. They're all troublemakers. You see, they're all good people. I always say small towns we go, they got so big heart. So much muhabbat they make, you see. We will give you something for that, inshallah, just now good news. So 9. So what is 9 and not 10 finish? What is 10 and not 11? Tilka ashratun kamila. When you go for hajj and you can't slaughter the hadi, the dame shukar, you must keep 10 fast. What is 11 and not 12? Inni ra'aytu ahada ashara kawkaba. I saw 11 stars. What is 12 and not 13? Qaris have read the ayat. Inna iddat ash-shuhur inda Allah isna ashara shahra. The 12 lunar months. Priest answered, all your answers correct. The people are stunned. He said, now my penultimate question to you, second last question to you is this. Priest is saying, 2 more questions. Second last question, penultimate. Who was that person that he was in the grave and the grave was moving around and then he came out alive? He said, very easy, Nabi Yunus alayhi salam. He was in the belly of the fish. He was reading La ilaha illa anta subhanaka and faltaqamahu al-hutu wa huwa mulim. And Allah Ta'ala gave him wa najjaynahu min al-gham. Surah 21 verse 87. Said, fine, correct. Last answer. He said, which strip of land, which piece of land, the sun was shining there once, and it never shined there again, ever. So he, wattaqullah wa yuallimukumullah. He, Hazrat Bayazid Bustami, rahimahullah, said, you see, priest, what happened was, when the Pharaoh and his army were coming, then Nabi Musa alayhi salam and them were there by the Red Sea. In front is the Red Sea, at the back is the army. The people told him from Nabi Musa alayhi salam, inna lamudrakun, we are caught now. He said, no. And he struck the stick and Allah opened it. So that became a piece of land, a strip of land for them. And it is, Quran says, فَأَتْبَعُوهُمْ مُشْرِقِينَ وَتَقَوْفُ. It happened Ishraq time. The sun was blazing there, and when they crossed, thereafter the water met together and the Pharaoh drowned. So that is how he answered. 14 questions. He asked the priest, you finish? He said, yes. He said, okay, I beg your indulgence. Can I ask one question? He said, yes, ask. He said, Ma miftahul Jannah, what is the key to Jannah? Priest wuzu broke, nothing, he couldn't answer anything. So he said, the prayer, you see, dream. So you must remember that he said, must I answer? He said, yes, answer. He said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasul. The whole church starts reading, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad Abdul Rasul. So hamara kaam ye hai. Take the deen of Islam to the masses and show them what they're seeing on TV. That is not the Islam. We must remember the Islam is we. We are the most sober people on this earth. And our message is of love and of peace. We thank all of you, the community in Vellum, our Qaris up here. My brother Muhammad Salim, I'm going to give him 2 decoders, inshallah, after the program. And one he will give the Muazzin and his son. I love this reading. And one, inshallah, brother Muhammad Salim, you give whoever you want to. Give the ladies. ladies. I brought two kitabs here. Yesterday on the radio, somebody said they want to come meet me at the airport. I don't know what, then what. Just now some ladies will come there. So I brought some two kitabs here. I'll give our Imam Sahib here. Maulana, you give one to the man, one to the woman, inshallah. And all of you, we say Jazakallah Khairan to my brother Muhammad Basa, our Hafiz, our brother Monli, and all of you, Allah Jalla Wala reward you, the Imam, the trustees, we don't know all your people's name. Jazakallah Khair, let's make 1 minute dua, and inshallah Mu'ana Arafat and them are waiting, Mu'ana Salim Kareem are waiting for the program to continue. Barakallah Fiqh, let's make dua inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وارنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم يا الله اس مبارک جگہ میں يا الله ہم سب کی گناہوں کو معاف فرما يا الله دین کے لیے قبول فرما يا الله جنہوں نے ہمارے اوپر احسان کی يا الله دنیا میں يا الله ان کو بھرپور ثواب عطا فرما يا الله مصطفی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی سفارش و شفاعت نصیب فرما یا اللہ یا اللہ grant us the intercession of the master حبیبنا صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ grant us جنت الفردوس یا اللہ grant our مرحومین جنت الفردوس یا اللہ our capital group حاجی محمد اخلاص his whole family grant them صحہ عافیہ یا اللہ grant his parents and his family the complete reward in this world and year after یا اللہ قال اللہ تعالی فی شان حبیبی ان اللہ ملائکته یصلون علی النبی يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله آمين.